We here at Ragnarok would like to thank our patrons like Stephen Vest,
Savari,
Michael Hopkins,
Michael Davis,
Kelly K. Gilman,
Yodlet,
Brownie Davis,
Chad Swenson,
William Wilson,
Carl Black,
Steve Areza,
I have no more names,
Michael Drescher,
James Burns,
Dad Gunner.
Thanks, everyone.
Speaking of 1XP, hi everybody! You're listening to Ragnarok Actual Play, where everybody gets only 1XP.
Only one?
How often do we get? Depends on what you're doing. You get 1XP per action.
I punch James.
I mean, talking is an action.
Yeah, so technically, yeah.
So that means that's a lot of XP then.
We're doing actions all the time.
Oh, alright, well then I unquit. We're rolling in it.
Yeah. What about, like, involuntary actions like breathing or, you know, having your heart beat.
I mean, is that an action or just like a response?
Well, I mean, your heart is a muscle that works, you know, every second of your life, so.
So does your brain.
It doesn't really respond to anything, it just.
That's
pumps
true.
Blood.
Well, it responds to your body's need for oxygenated blood.
That's true, I guess it does.
I think my tongue works more than my heart does, though.
Yeah,
so I'm just an XP generating machine.
Everyone generating 1 XP. Too bad you need a million XP to level up.
No, it's one of those games.
Yeah. Now, you get a lot of XP, but it takes a lot to do stuff.
We're an idle game.
Mm-hmm.
We're just constantly generating XP, but it doesn't. You need a bunch of it.
Yep, we gotta grind.
Yep.
And I'm your host, James, and tonight we're playing Deadlands. And if some people want to, you know, I don't know, give an introduction.
Mother!
And I'm playing Daniel Cooper, Hangman, bad guy turned bounty hunter, so still a bad guy, and you know, trying to stop the fashion craze of a nice noose around your neck. All the kids are starting it up. He's a fashion icon. He's an influencer.
You definitely got one guy interested in it.
It's too bad you don't have social media.
Yeah, that would really blow up on Insta.
Yep. Hashtag news tie.
Anyway, hey everyone, I'm Ryan. I'm playing Dr. Jane Alcott-Smythe.
That's cool.
She is a science lady. She works with the Ghost Rock. She builds all kinds of fantastical inventions. And she is very happy to be here.
All right. And I'm Alex. I'm playing the Reverend Puriel Black. He is a preacher man with a strong attachment to the Lord, who does miracles and banishes evil, including demons, which he does not like summoning.
I said sometimes we unbanish.
Yeah.
You're cute.
Sometimes you do.
Sometimes.
He was the son of a preacher man.
No, my children were killed.
No.
By children, I mean my one daughter.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up.
Yeah, well, you did.
So, going off of that, let's remember what we did last game.
So we arrived in Salt Lake.
Yes,
we were met by a very friendly local who led us to President Brigham Young's house. President Young said that he was worried about his fellow citizens because they were all too happy and too susceptible to religious persuasion, to proselytizing. He sent us to go see Dr. Hellstrom, who is the greatest genius of Ghost Rock in all of Deseret. And
in all the world.
Dr. Hellstrom is a paranoid recluse who lives in his like manor fortress guarded by giant mechanical spiders. I don't know, Ikaos, you want to take over for a bit?
So we got there. Meyer had decided to go try to persuade the children of Salt Lake to start drinking.
Yeah.
And so the good doctor teleported him to his lair where Mr. Cooper's head was on backwards, and then he fixed it. Then
James is friendly, get the fuck back with the plot warning.
Yep. After some babbling from the doctor, we learned that there was a cult outside of town. The cult of ghost
stoppers.
Right. Who want to stop Salt Lake from using Ghost Rock, and they poisoned the water, which infected the rock, and then they poisoned the water, and then the doctor fixed it, but it, like, infected the rock or something. Anyway, it led to the smog in town is what's making everyone so happy and susceptible to religious persuasion, and that should clear up in a month or so, the doctor claims.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants us to protect him, but none of us really care about that except Ryan, but there is the cult that is going to probably try to kill everyone in town, so that's what we're trying to stop, and it ended with us riding out on our horses to save the town. Or at least, like, talk to the cult. Hey, stop it. Stop it.
I'm going to kill everyone in the way. Like Lancelot did in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You killed most everyone.
You killed, like, 90%.
Yeah, yeah.
You stabbed the father of the bride.
That's where we stopped. We were on our horses and...
Alright, yeah, so we'll pick up where you guys mounted your horses and rode off into the night.
Yeah.
Or sunset. It's sometime before noon.
With the roll our riding.
Yes, you do. You gotta roll your riding.
Oh boy, Saint Meyer.
That's right.
D4.
It's because you guys aren't good at it.
I'm the hero.
Oh,
I got a 5.
7.
I also got a 5.
We ride okay.
Yeah. You all ride.
We ride.
You guys ride. It's been a while since you've ridden a horse. So it's... you're good at it. You got it. I mean, you used to ride all the time.
Don't fall off.
It's a little rough on the sits bones.
Yeah.
The sits bones.
I got a 7. I ride better than them.
Yes, yep. You do. And much better. Your horse is, like, not drunk from your fumes, so he's able to keep straight.
It's a shame.
She's able to not be drunk off your fumes.
She's a good girl.
That's a good girl.
After riding for what seems like hours, you guys come to some signs saying, like, you know, stop.
And my Shyamalan.
Don't go back. Go back. Do not enter. Private property.
Well, we should probably just turn around.
Yeah, I don't like the looks of this.
Well, I don't see anything, so I'm just going to keep going.
You don't see the signs?
No. He can't read.
Why do I get the feeling that someone is about to shout?
I probably don't read.
You know what? I didn't think
this
it was
probably.
Can your character read?
Probably not. I don't think I went to school, so probably not.
Neither can I. I've just been making up all this Bible stuff.
I've been
holding it upside down this entire time.
Thinking about his life. Probably can't really read. You probably read, like, maybe at a kindergarten level. Read just enough. I guess
enough to get by, but
I don't know.
That's your goal.
And there's a lot of warning signs.
He doesn't really care.
So if you ride right through,
yeah.
All right. Do you guys chase after him, or you guys just let him? Or you guys stop?
No. Well, Mr. Cooper, there are many warning signs here. Perhaps we should slow down a bit.
Approach cautiously.
What's the signs say? I can't read.
They say, stop, turn around, don't enter.
Ah, fuck it. I'm walking in.
This one says something about the Second Amendment.
It says long-haired, creepy people need not apply.
I'm riding in.
Alright. So, you ride in, and you fall down into a pitfall.
I stop.
Roll a D10.
D10?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. I went to roll D100 instead. Got 10. You're always a... That's a D10. You roll 10.
Alright, so your horse did not die.
Oh, that's good.
It did, however, sprain a leg.
My horse! Wait, how did the horse not see the hole?
It's a pitfall. It was covered.
Oh.
So it's moving.
Did that heal a horse?
I don't see why not. It's a child of God.
I gotta get it up first. I gotta cut it. Mr. Cooper, are you alright?
You gotta get the man in the pitfall first.
My goodness.
Alright, I'll ride it out.
Can you
ride it? It's like a stretcher.
I gotta get the horse out.
I know. Yeah, figure out how to get the horse out.
I guess game over. I'm stuck in the hole forever with my horse.
Might as well we start burying Mr. Cooper.
Fair enough. Goodbye, Mr. Cooper.
Goodbye.
I mean, you could just keep piling dirt in and they could just
I don't think.
We're dead. We're done. Bye.
Yeah, I guess we'll start filling in the
Continue
hole.
Continue on without
me. I mean, You do have a scientist in your group who has ways of creating things. I mean,
she's burying us all.
Can I,
Bye.
I think you have, like, what, mad science or, like...
Yeah, make some kind of ramp or...
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
Bye.
It's been a 12.
I still give well.
That's a 7.
Point.
Yeah, 7 is a success. You come up with a few ideas on how to get the horse out safely without, you know, hurting yourselves or her.
All right. So every time I cast elemental manipulation, I can conjure a gallon of water. So I'll just keep doing it
until they drop
a gallon of water in, and the hole will slowly fill and they swim up to the top.
How deep is the pit?
It's kind of deep. Okay. It's kinda deep enough where the if Cooper could climb on the back of his horse and get out, but the horse wouldn't have a way of getting out. And not like you can pick up a horse.
Yeah.
But
you could pick up a horse.
You use physics and science and stuff, and you use enough twigs, branches, and things in the area. Vines, woods.
Yeah.
You use enough things that you guys eventually get the horse out.
I thought you were a scientist. I build
a horse lifting Rube Goldberg device.
It starts out as an ant just carrying a leaf, and then the leaf gets blown over. It hits this little switch, and that activates another.
Actually, before we could use it, before we were ready, so you do it set up all over again.
Yeah.
How long does it take to get him out? More than an hour.
Yeah. All
right.
Hour.
So.
So you have to build the rigging thing.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to cast greater healing on Meyer's horse.
My horse. Not my horse. Nathaniel Cooper's horse.
Nathaniel Cooper's horse.
Kill a horse! It's an innocent!
The roll suffers a penalty equal to the victim's wounds. So
I would say it's got 2 wounds.
2 wounds, so it's a -2.
Yeah. My horse!
Uh, 21.
Suddenly the horse looks like a baby. Yeah, it's a baby horse.
I'm in a baby horse.
It's a baby horse.
It's a baby horse.
I can't ride a baby horse.
It was healing, not age regeneration.
Yeah, I know. But it's like brand new.
It's got a new horse smell.
It smells like...
It doesn't smell like shit.
So, and the horse is laying.
The horse is
laying. It's laying. I come up, and I gently brush it and whisper in its ear, and then I go to its leg and, like, put my hand on it and say a prayer, and this light comes out and just fills the leg and then just slowly spreads and fills the whole horse, and it's glowing for a moment and then stops, and he just, like, prances and jumps a little bit.
That's good. Good old horse.
There you are. Good as new.
And sober.
I didn't realize this horse was drunk. Well,
I mean, if you've been ridden by Nathaniel Cooper, I mean,
he'd be so lucky. Yeah.
There, perhaps we should lead the horses to avoid any other pitfalls.
Yes, there do seem to be traps around, so be on our guard.
There's a man standing now on the other side of the pitfall. I'm not sure you read the signs.
I can't read it.
Well, I'm sorry. We'll make symbols next time that signify danger, like skulls and crossbones.
Or, you know, just not make a giant pit in front of this on this trail.
Well, this is private property, and we don't want strangers, anybody coming in here.
Who are you, sir?
Never you mind. I'm wondering who you are that you're coming into my property.
Well, we are here to discuss the Ghost Rock situation.
Discuss it in what way? Because if you're looking for Ghost Rock, it's down the other way in that other town.
Oh, no, we're not looking for any Ghost Rock.
Okay, then what do you want with it?
Well, you see, earlier today, I was walking around town minding my own business when I got teleported. Head on backwards!
Teleported?
It's when your molecular structure is broken down and then reassembled somewhere else.
Ma'am, if you were a man, I'd shoot you.
He got signs by a mad scientist.
Oh, my head was on backwards, so I look down, I look at my own ass.
How are you alive?
I don't know.
You demon?
It was a miracle of the law.
If I was a demon, this guy right here on my left would kill me instantly.
That is true.
I see. Why is that?
Why would I kill him?
Yeah, if he was a demon.
Because demons are evil and need to be expunged from the world.
Well, yes, that is a fact. I believe in that as well.
Well, that's why.
But how can you do it? You're just a man.
I'm a man of the Lord.
Oh, you're a preacher man.
That's, yes.
Are you one of them, those gold plate people?
I am not a Mormon, no.
Right. Ridiculous.
They don't like, they're pretty losers, I'm being honest.
I mean, that Hellstrom man that they protect,
yep. He's fiendishly brilliant.
Yep. That was the guy who did that thing in my head.
Like, oh, you're one of his victims, too.
Yeah, I destroyed that fucking machine, though.
He did.
You destroyed one of his machines?
Yeah, shot him.
What brings you down to these parts?
Well,
as I said, we're here to discuss the Ghost Rock situation.
Well, my name is Gerald Sutton. This is my property, and, what are you looking to do with Ghost Rock? Are you looking to get rid of it? Destroy it? Stop its use on crazy things?
Yes, to all of those.
We're looking to make sure the world is a safe place.
Alright. Because me and my friends, we kind of feel the same way. We don't want that Ghost Rock anywhere near our families, our friends, and that man, that scientist, he does some weird things.
That's what we hear.
If you're a victim and...
You're the brothers of GS or whatever?
They call us a cult, but yeah, we're more like a brotherhood.
Well, I didn't say a cult.
You're then. Best friends?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. We're friends that are good, that are united in the same ideals.
I'm glad to hear it.
You're a strange man. You're a strange woman, madam.
Ryan's making a reference to a podcast you both recently discovered.
Yeah, she's pretty weird.
Perhaps we could continue this conversation somewhere that is not on the lip of a giant hole.
Oh, alright, and maybe you wouldn't want it at gunpoint either.
Is he pointing a gun at us?
No, but he motions around and there's like a group of people that have just been surrounding you and the stuff.
In that hour when we were rescuing Meyer's horse, they managed to sneak up.
Yeah, also, that would be quite nice.
I'm going to take a bowl in a second.
I take two rounds.
Alright, well, follow that one there that looks like an idiot. I mean, a fox.
A fox.
Wait, how did you make that mistake?
What?
Looks like an idiot?
Well, because he's dressed like a fox in an area where there are no foxes. And you see the guy kind of looking downtrodden.
It works.
Shit.
All right.
Just show them the safe way around to the cottage.
I'm going to lead my horse and follow them.
Okay. You follow this guy that's dressed like a fox. It's kind of odd. No one else is dressed as animals, just him.
I admire your dedication, sir.
I mean, think about it. You're in the forest. No one would expect... No one thinks twice about animals being in the forest.
I mean, they might think twice about a fox.
Especially a person-sized fox.
they are generally a smaller animal.
They do scream mighty horrifyingly, though.
Yeah, I mean, but most strangers don't know that. I figure it's a nice way to blend into the environment.
It's a clever disguise.
Why are you guys here?
Well, we're here to discuss some things.
Alright, well...
About the ghost rock.
No, Gerald's kind of like our leader, and... He seems very dedicated against this doctor that's been experimenting with ghost rock.
And how do you feel?
I don't like it. The stuff doesn't seem natural. Doesn't seem right. It seems against nature itself. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we should be using it. And it quite honestly, it scares me.
Understandable.
Here's the cabin, and I'm sure Gerald is already inside.
All right, I'm gonna hitch my horse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna let Mr. Cooper go first because he's the quick draw. In case they're just waiting to murder us.
As you open the door, you see like this big flag. You see, like, this big flag that says Stopping Ghost Rock and Cult of GS and... Well, not Cult of GS.
I was going to say, their flag says cult?
No.
It's crossed out.
Yeah, the cult.
It's crossed out. Brotherhood.
Sorry, I was writing down.
Best Friends of GS. GS Best Friends Club.
We're going to have to beat you out of the Best Friends Club.
It's like a big GS with, like, you know, like swords and random designs on it. It's it doesn't look very professionally made. You think a 5-year-old in crown might have done better, but you think it's serving its purpose. All right, now, what are you here to discuss with me?
Well... We out of character. We probably should have
come up with a plan.
Come up with a plan.
Well, I'm following your lead because you got us this far.
Cool.
I know I'm not the mouthpiece.
Here's the problem: none of us are the mouthpiece. Well, Jessamine kind of is.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that, but Well, you've seen Mr. Sutton.
You're a preacher. You're not a mouthpiece.
I do have persuasion. Well, you see, Mr. Sutton, there is... well, to be quite honest, we heard about your group's activities as of late, trying to rid the world of Salt Lake.
What? No. We're just trying to get rid of Ghost Rock.
Well, it seems that whatever you did had some adverse reactions and was negatively affecting the populace there.
Oh, what, we blew up one of the automatons?
What?
Yeah. One of those thingies that the doctor made. We blew those things up. They're like suits of armor, and so he calls them automatons.
Look, we know you poisoned the water too.
Well, that was an accident. The stuff we were carrying to destroy the automaton, one of it broke on the bridge, and then it went to the water.
What sort of stuff?
It was stuff to break down that armor that those things have. They don't take bullets. The bullets don't really do nothing.
Right, well...
So you transported some kind of corrosive chemical across the river, accidentally dropped it in and poisoned the city's water supply.
Well, yeah, some idiot dressed as a fox had his tail caught in the wagon wheel, and then... you just see him shaking his head in, like, disgust.
It doesn't seem like you're running a very well-oiled operation, Mr. Sutton.
I'm not sure I quite gather what you're saying.
Because you're not good at this.
I mean, we're doing the best we can. I mean, we're...
And how many of you are there in this little rebellion against Gotrop?
There are at least a dozen strong.
At least. So there's more?
At most a dozen. There's about a dozen of us.
A dozen.
And this assault against the automatons, were you successful? Did you destroy one?
Only one. There was 24 of us.
And that one automaton killed half of you?
No, the spiders got them. But we were able to destroy one of them. So now we know that we need more numbers.
Mr. Sutton, I don't think you're going to win this fight.
Oh, no, we have help. We're getting a new weapon. There's somebody says he's going to help us do this.
Who would that be?
He's a strange fellow, kind of... Honestly, he resembles more of a pig than a man, but, I mean... He says he has the ways to help us. We just
got it. What's his name?
I think it was Gundan? Gundan? I think his name was Gundan. Yeah.
Gundan.
Not Glutton?
What? Oh. Yeah, something like that.
And is he the one that gave you those chemicals to defeat the automaton?
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sutton, are you a God-fearing man?
Which one?
The god.
Ooh, wrong.
Not the golden plate god, right? No.
No.
Oh, you mean like the Bible?
Yes.
Like the real Bible?
Yes.
I used to go to church and with my ma. But she passed.
That man that you were so willing to accept help from is a demon. One of the worst and most vile to walk the face of the earth.
I beg your pardon, but demons aren't, like, they're not real. They don't walk the earth.
They are, Mr. Sutton.
You've killed a couple.
Now you start to sound like those Golden Blade people. I mean...
The man that you were willing to work with is one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Seven deadly sins.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Oh, yeah, seven deadly sins. Listen, I understand that sins are bad, and but this man may imbibe a little bit more than normal people should, but he's making our men stronger and able to stop Ghost Rock.
Mr. Sutton, are you willing to sell your eternal soul for a losing fight?
I wouldn't sell my soul for anything.
That's what you're doing right now.
I don't quite understand. I mean, you're telling me that these demons are real.
That's correct.
I mean, they're just stories in a book of how to live your life. They're not real. Those things didn't happen. I mean, there's nobody ever been around here parting seas and making rain frogs.
I'm going to grab... We're in his cabin, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to grab, like, a cup from the table and just cast light on it and make it glow.
Okay.
All right, yeah, you grab that, you make that cup glow. He jumps up. Oh my god!
Yes.
Are you a witch?
I'm a man of faith. My powers come from the Lord, Mr. Sutton.
Then, aren't we supposed to burn you?
I'm not a witch, Mr. Sutton.
He is a preacher.
I hold up my very visible Bible.
Why has it got a hole in it?
It's a bullet hole from where the Lord saved me. It's not a hole. It still has the bullet.
Oh, yeah. Why have you got a bullet in it?
Because a very evil man shot me once, Mr. Sutton, and this book saved my life.
Oh, so that saved your life in more than one way?
Yes.
Can you not have that so bright? I mean, I'm kind of... That's making me uncomfortable.
Just dispel it.
You didn't do that with Ghost Rock. You did that...
I did that with the power of the Lord, Mr. Sutton.
I probably should read my Bible more.
Yes, you probably should.
My mom would be quite upset of me that I stopped.
I'm sure she would be.
Well, the Lord took her from me, so I didn't think I owed him anything else.
We always owe the Lord, Mr. Sutton. Now, when is this man supposed to return with your new weapon?
He's supposed to be coming with new weapons and ways to make us stronger and a few more people. He should be coming by the end of the month.
How far is that?
He said by the end of the month, so like maybe a few days.
Oh, all right.
It's the second.
It's the 30th.
You hang yourself with a rope that's around your neck already and it breaks.
Oh, convenient.
Mr. Sutton, are you going to accept the will of the Lord or are you going to pledge yourself to a demon?
I'm going to sign with the Lord. I mean, if...
Can I make a persuasion roll?
He's still thinking Ghost Rock.
That's a 9.
Okay, yeah. You got a raise on that.
Yep.
Yeah, the Lord all the way. I'm so sorry. We didn't mean no harm. We just wanted to get rid of Ghost Rock. It's...
You did mean harm, Mr. Sutton.
I'm terribly sorry. Can you forgive me? Can you maybe help us find the right way to do this?
It is not in my capacity to forgive you. You need to beseech the Lord for that forgiveness, but I can try to help you find it.
What do all of you have against Ghost Rock anyway?
It's evil. I mean, it's called Ghost Rock. I mean, that means ghosts are in it, right?
I started to say that's a common misconception, and then I, like, bite my tongue.
Think about how sometimes it screams.
Yeah. maybe.
I mean, it's not natural. It wasn't always part of this world. And now it's here and taking over everything. It's not a part of nature. It's not a part of life.
How do you know that, Mr. Sutton?
I mean, it's... feel it in my bones. It's an odd thing, but it's not. I know in my heart of hearts that it's not natural.
You said before that you had been victimized by Dr. Hellstrom. How do you feel?
What
you've been
do
victimized?
Where did he touch you?
That's exactly what he touched my
Were your limbs reversed? Were your organs shuffled?
We think he's making those armor people. We think he's using souls of people from our old towns that were destroyed. Natural disasters, of course, but it was convenient that a natural disaster came as soon as he started setting up his fortress, and suddenly people go missing, and he's got new things. Well, Mr. Gutton told us that that those things that he's making are families.
When you went to destroy them, did they greet you with open arms, as if they recognized you? Did they?
No. They ripped off a few people's limbs and heads, and they punched right through one of our companions. No, they didn't seem likely. They didn't like our presence there at all.
Well. For right now, I think we should focus on Mr. Gutton.
I agree. I surely would like to make his acquaintance.
Yes. Perhaps we can prepare something for when he arrives.
And as you guys walk outside, you see a big carriage, all really nicely ordained. And
or he'll just show up now.
And the... You see, like, people getting up and opening the door for him, and some big guy just kind of waddling out of the... Well.
Oh, he's B-word fat.
What do we have here? New recruits?
No.
Mr. Gutton, I presume.
Yeah.
Mr. Cooper, I you know, but Mr. Cooper, are you going to... Be subtle at all?
Depends.
I'm debating whether I should cast Smite now or wait a minute. I'll wait a second.
Okay.
Fatty, fatty 2x4 can't get through the kitchen door.
Oh, he's gonna leave a dog.
So, what are you people doing here?
We came to have a word with Mr. Sutton, and then we learned that he was receiving aid from Mr. Glutton.
It's Glutton.
No, oh, I'm my apologies. You see, we met your some of your acquaintances.
Which ones? Mm. I mean, I have several brothers.
Yes, I believe you would probably know them as Greed and Wrath.
His eyes. his eyes show a flash of like red hot anger, and he just stares daggers at you. Yeah, you're the ones that took care of my brothers.
Yes, we are.
You will find that I won't be so easy. He starts laughing, and you start seeing him start to compact. And
rifle or pistol?
Rifle.
All right, I'm going to cast Smite on his rifle.
Rifle.
13. So
that's a raise,
right?
So you get plus 4 damage for your next 3 shots.
Rifle.
Probably also gonna cast haste on you.
Shoot,
speed, quickness,
shooty.
Then you get 2 actions.
Shooty.
I assume that was my one action before. We actually get started.
Yeah.
I just like reach out, put my hand on Mr. Cooper's back where his rifle is, and cast Smites.
Here you go, friends.
There you
go. 5. Oh, a shock.
Ooh.
Ooh, my.
Alright, well, anyone higher than 9?
Yes.
Then you go.
I am shocked. I'm going to cast Quickness on Mr. Cooper. Let's see what happens.
I shoot.
Missed my thing. So that's 6.
I shoot right.
8. So that's 10.
God.
So Nothing makes a gunslinger so with success. The target has two actions per round instead of the usual one, and no multi-action penalty. With a raise, which I have, right? With a 10?
Yes.
So you get that, and you could also discard and redraw any initiative cards lower than 8 each round. Mm. So if you want to... I think you have to keep the new one, though. So if it's lower than a 6, you're stuck with it.
Until the next round, though, right?
So. Yes, and then you could redraw next round.
Yeah. Why not?
And that's for 3 rounds, too.
Why not?
So that's discarded.
Well, all right. Over.
You still get 2 actions. That was my turn.
All right, anyone higher than 9 still?
Nope.
All right, so there was a tree of you.
There's only one, Ryan.
Yep.
No, there's only Ryan. All right, yep. Everyone's shooting at Ryan.
Oh. Not Dr. Smythe, but me.
Yeah,
you're there.
They just roll, all of a sudden, bullet flies through the window.
You teleport there.
My head's on backwards.
Sorry! Alright, 2 of them are shooting at Mr. Cooper.
God.
I mean, that is kind of fair.
Yeah. What is your name? What is your favorite color?
Oh, this is 5.
Alright. So the first guy doesn't get you. The second guy hits you.
Does our toughness or grit or anything go up as we level up?
I believe so.
Oh. Alright, you keep the...
Yeah.
I'm gonna look in the... Oh, I have them on. That would be easier.
I think the toughness is determined by something.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, that's how.
Definitely.
Let's see. So, damage over toughness got shaken.
They're setting rules for hanging? Jeez.
Yeah, there's... He got a 14. So, what's your toughness?
5.
Alright, so he got a raise, so right now you take a wound.
Okay.
So you're -1 with all actions.
Oh.
I don't think you have to roll to get out of shaken, considering that you just mainly got wounded.
Okay.
So I think you're able to still make an action.
Okay.
Alright, 2 of them are shooting at you, Ryan.
How many are there?
Lots.
No, can I dodge?
No, it's pretty much that okay. You is your if they roll for they roll if they pass their roll to hit you, then they just got to roll over your toughness.
Okay.
To hurt you. So what is your toughness?
5.
Not a lot of 5s in this joint. All right. Well, they succeeded in landing a shot, but he did not succeed in doing damage. So the first bullet just kind of shoots, but it kind of
okay.
Kind of went through your pants, but it didn't actually hit you. All right. Okay. Time matched you, so tie goes to defender. So
I'm not shot.
There's 8 guys.
Okay.
And Lutney.
Well, the one that just shot me is getting a face full of lightning gun. let's see. Bolt gun. So I do 2d6 as a base, and then I can double that or add... I can spend points to add to the shot, so I'm going to fire off 2 shots and juice each one of them with an extra d6 of damage. So I got my shoot. Now I'm going to shoot one of the guys that just shot me. Alright, great. So that is, I'm going to spend this white Benny to reroll. And much better. That's a 6. So I got a 6 to hit.
Alright, so, yeah, you've done damage.
Damage, alright. So that's 3d6.
I mean, yeah, you landed the hit, so now you gotta roll over his toughness to her.
3d6 per shot.
Oh.
So, 7, 10 for the first shot. And 6, 9 for the second.
Alright, and what was your initial roll to hit?
6.
6? Alright, so...
Alright, so just FYI, your grit goes up each time you, each rank.
Okay.
So we started at season, so we had 2. So you get another one, you hit veteran, and then heroic, and then legendary.
I have legendary starts at 85.
Oh, no, you're legendary, 85.
So right now we're at veteran.
Well, I'm at heroic, so I got 2 more, so you get +1 grit.
Okay.
And then your parry is equal to 2 plus half your fighting die. Your fighting die. If you don't have fighting, it's just a 2. And your toughness is equal to 2 plus half your vigor die. So every time you increase your vigor, your toughness goes up by 1.
Okay.
Yeah, so Ryan just did a fuck ton of damage to this guy that was shooting. Since you did 2 shots, right?
Yes.
Alright, so you totally wiped out the 2 guys that were shooting at you. So the first bullet, the first lightning shot hit the guy that was shooting at you mainly, and then after he went down, the second shot went over his body and hit the side guy behind him that was also shooting at you. So, yeah, you just wiped out 2 guys.
Nice. That'll teach them to shoot a lady.
Alright, so...
And then I believe it's...
Oh, back to me?
No, Meyer hasn't gone.
Oh, I'm getting shot.
Yeah, you're getting shot at by 2 other people.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, that guy missed.
That's fortunate.
This guy landed. What's your toughness?
5.
Wow, you're all 5s.
Yep.
No, I'm 6, because I'm a veteran. I didn't boost it up.
No, your grit goes up when you hit to when you get to veteran. What's your vigor, though?
Your vigor?
On the top left.
Yeah, it's 6.
All right, yeah, so your toughness is still just 5, unless you have another bonus from something. Sorry. If you increase your vigor, each time you increase your vigor, your toughness goes up by 1.
My grit's fine.
All right, you're shaking right now.
Grit is up. All
right, and now it is time for the Meyer. All
right, well, I'll shoot the guy shot me. All
right.
Yeah, Mark's been... Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Shooting it up. Shaving it up. Shoot about 19 to hit.
Okay, so that's an increase, like a lot.
Yeah.
So
you got him. You hit him almost as well as Will shot that lantern.
Yeah. Roll for damage. I mean, I think you get.
And
like,
you get +4.
Yeah. And I think you get like +6 from that raises, all those raises.
Well, I have no mercy. What does that do?
No mercy?
Yeah.
I have that written down here on the character.
Is it +4?
You spend Benny to reroll damage dice.
Oh, gotcha.
So if you roll shit damage, you can spend a Benny to reroll.
Gotcha. So it's +4?
+6 from your raises.
+10 though?
And +4 from, yeah, so +10 to damage.
Alright, holy shit. Jeez. Alright, here we go. It's 10, you said.
Yep.
21.
21? Okay, so, you fire your gun that's been blessed with this holy light, and it hits this guy, and he literally explodes. Like, there's just a mist of him, a pink mist left around him. Two of the guys just saw this happen.
Yeah.
They're in deep shock, and they go to run away. And as they are running away, Gutton, something comes out of him and pulls the two of them into him.
Well, he's open up now, so it's easy to shoot. I'm going to shoot that part's open up.
Yeah, he gets another turn because he's quick.
I'll shoot them. His guts are open right now, so why not? Go for it. That is an 9 to hit him.
Oh, wait, the trigger and fan the hammer.
Because my sticks exploded.
Nope.
11.
Alright. Yeah, that hits.
Oh, it's a rifle. She's like... I'm assuming it's one of those under...
Yeah.
Yeah, lever actions.
Mm-hmm.
11.
It's a Winchester.
Plus, is it a Winchester?
Was it 4 at, you said?
I get 4 for me. Right. And then I don't know if you get a bonus from your raises.
My Faja has one, and I got to use it once.
That is... Shit. 12.
12, Dimish?
2, Gutton.
2, Gutton. 2, Gutton.
All right, well, you put him in a shaking state.
Not stirred. Hey, yo.
Don't do that. You'll bruise the gin.
All right, so back to me then?
Yes.
Okay.
Those two guys were supposed to go, but no. They
got 8.
Yeah.
They got it.
My juniper berries.
All right, so I have to roll. What do I have to roll to get out of shaking?
You roll your... Vigor, I believe. Let me get that page up. I keep opening
him. I'm gonna keep shooting him every single day.
Shaking character to make spirit bonus to recover.
Wait. New turn.
Yep. Yeah, so I can redraw. Oh. Be very hard to get worse than that.
Yep.
Not impossible.
Two.
Queen.
Nice. Well, then Meyer's up.
And you go.
I shoot him again.
That's your last smite shot, though. That's you want to get through.
That's fine. It's fine. Let's see. I got... that is a 6.
Pick up 6.
So here's the so it says the duration is 3. But the power is cast on a weapon of some sort. If it's a ranged weapon, it affects one entire magazine. Oh, right, because you... Oh, no, so you get it for 3 rounds, not 3 shots.
Oh.
Sorry.
So 6 I got. Did I hit him?
Yeah, that hits. Just roll for damage.
Okay.
Basically, if you roll more than 4, you get you land a hit, you just got to beat their toughness to do damage. Right.
So I got 6, and now I got plus 4... 13.
13?
Yes.
Not yet, no, you...
Do you, did you, how many shots did your Winchester have?
15.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I wrote it first, 15, and then it's, the other one has 6.
Now you get a double turn, right, so you get to go again?
Well, no, I think the way we, he goes is at the end of the turn.
Yeah.
Alright, so I make a spirit roll, you said, right?
Yes.
Alright.
Spirit.
That's my goods. That's a 9.
Yep, alright, and you got a raise, so now you can perform an action.
Right.
Perform that action.
I'm going to use my Demon Killer ability and Holy Warrior him. Mr. Gutton. That's only an 8.
Okay, so it's a raise.
Yeah. So he has to make a spirit roll.
Yes, he does. Alright, so...
Good or bad?
Bad.
So, if he fails, he's shaken.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a 1, I'm assuming he's a wild card, because he's a bigger enemy, so he takes a wound. Mm-hmm. An automatic wound.
Alright, well, it wasn't a 1. And he was in a shaken state. So you did some damage to him.
Cool.
You just see one of the people that he absorbed fly out of his body and kind of disappear.
Mm, alright. I ruined his lunch.
Yep.
If I want to ruin my lunch, I just think of Eric.
Hey, yo!
So,
Your phone probably.
Yeah. Chill. All right, so
chill out.
You see, Sutton is trying to get his guys to help you take down Gutton. While he's trying to rally his people, you see Gluttony just kind of turn into a mountain of tendrils and just pull them all into him.
Jeez.
He just took all out the whole cult.
His people or the cult?
The cult.
Oh, okay. Well.
And now he looks like a very...
Is Sutton still alive, or did he get eaten too?
Sutton is still alive.
Okay.
And for some reason, the tendril went to get him, but something stopped it.
I thought it was Jesus.
Maybe. Maybe somebody helped him see the light. And maybe his heart was too pure.
His heart grew two sizes that day.
Maybe.
And he watched all his friends get devoured by a demon.
Yep.
So, alright, so now it would be whoever's after you.
Ryan.
Yeah, that's me.
Yep.
I'm turning my lightning gun on this other thing. I'm going to do the same thing. Two shots, extra damage.
Right,
Can't keep this up very much longer, but...
There's three guys still alive that haven't been absorbed or eviscerated by either you or Meyer.
I'm shooting at Gutton, so...
Okay.
That's a 5.
All right, that's a hit.
Okay.
So you roll for that damage. Double D's.
Damage dice don't explode, do they?
No.
Okay, so that's 7, 11 for the first shot, and 4, 7 for the second.
Okay. Yeah, so as you shoot him, you see some of the people that he absorbed disappear out of him in the first shot, and the second shot causes him to kind of get on his knees.
Okay.
He's like kneeling down. And after Ryan would be... All right. So, Alex.
That's me.
One of these guys are going to be shooting at you.
No, I don't like that. Tell them no. I say no.
No, he did it anyway.
Damn it.
And he rolled a 9, so he gets a raise.
Yeah.
And he rolled a 10.
That hits.
And I think that puts you back in a shaken state.
My toughness is 5.
Yes, so over your toughness puts you shaken.
Okay.
Mr. Myers.
Yes.
This other guy's shooting at you.
That fucker.
Oh, God. You rolled 15.
Well, yeah.
That's a hit plus 3 raises. He did 13 damage to you. So I believe that's a raise, so I think you take another wound.
That's a nice 4.
Minus 2, I believe. I think it, depending on rights, is 1 minus 2.
Because last time you said it was minus 2 penalty.
Well, no, it's minus 1 from the first wound and minus 2. I just don't know if that's cumulative or...
I don't think it's just minus 2.
Minus 1.
Yeah, each wound is a...
Okay. So you have a minus 2 penalty. I will, if I can take an action on my next turn, I will heal you.
And the last guy is shooting at you, Ryan.
Okay.
There's only 3 left?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And Gluttony and stuff.
Well, yeah. He's a jerk.
He rolled a 10 to hit, but he only rolled a 5 to do damage.
So ties go to the defender.
Yep.
It's the same thing. He missed you, but critted on me.
I got hit.
No, I'm just saying, the last 2 turns,
yep.
Ryan's been unscathed, and I got 2 wounds.
Well, right. He's got that vest.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't even activated that.
Oh.
No, that
had nothing to do with
rolling. He's been cranking on me, and
it's like Bull James. Everyone's targeting the fighter,
mm-hmm.
and the support characters.
We're whiffing.
Yeah.
Gluttony now has sent out a tendril and absorbed his own carriage.
Oh. Okay. No.
That's my
Hungry boy's got to eat.
Mm-hmm. Well,
alright, so it's top of the turn.
No, it isn't.
Oh, yeah, you're yeah, second.
I'm shooting that guy who fucking turned on me.
Alright. Mm-hmm. Roll it.
I didn't even know there was another person there. So, shoot then.
No, Ryan's killed two, you killed one, made two run away, then they got absorbed.
Five.
Five? That's a hit. The roll for damage.
Alright. Piece of shit. Plus 14.
Alright, yeah, so you shoot that guy in the face. As his body drops to the ground, it gets absorbed by Gotten.
Hmm. Well, one less guy shooting at us, at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alright, now top of the turn.
Back to Meyer. Unless you want to redraw your initiative card. Yeah, I don't think so.
Alright. I'll shoot him. Let's see. There you go.
So this is your last turn with the smite damage.
Yeah.
Fucking shit. Oh. Probably. Got
five again.
Alright, that's a
hit. Wow.
Who are you shooting at, my bad? Glutton. Okay.
I got four. 13 again.
13. Alright, yeah, so that's a double raise. No, double rage. As you shoot him, you see parts of the carriage fall out of him. They like fall out the back. The bullet goes in, but the carriage part comes out, and then it fades into nothing.
All right, so I have to make a faith roll, spirit roll.
Spirit roll
for shaken. That's a five.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you're out of shaken.
Can I spend a Benny to?
Benny's, you could spend a Benny to re-roll. You could spend a Benny to either re-roll a regular roll, re-roll a trait die, you could soak damage or remove shaken.
Oh.
If you use a red Benny, you can add a D6 to your roll, but it also gives me a...
Oh, no, I'll just spend a regular Benny to remove shaken.
Okay.
I got a bunch. So in that case,
technically you rolled to get rid of your shaken, but then like still getting spending the bait to remove the shaken is still that's your turn.
Oh, I still have to use my turn to
not be shaken.
Man, you don't use the Benny. No, I'd let you have your turn, I think.
Okay.
So, you spend the Benny to, yeah.
Right, okay.
That makes no sense then. I don't know why it was written like that.
Alright, so I'm going to try to heal Meyer. So, it doesn't have any effect on wounds more than an hour old, but they're like 6 seconds old. So, the roll suffers a penalty equal to the victim's wounds, so 2. So, minus 2. Five.
Okay, so,
So with, what do I do? For wild cards, each use of the healing spell removes a wound with a success and 2 wounds with a raise. So, 1 wound for mine.
Okay, as you go to cast heal on him, mm-hmm. You feel the light leave you to go heal him, mm-hmm. But suddenly it gets pulled away and it gets absorbed into Glutton.
That jerk.
He's a super major jerk.
I don't like him.
Right now, he looks like a young man. Like, not like a teenager, but more like somebody who's just entered adulthood.
I tried to heal you, but Gluttony ate it.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
He's a fat man.
Well, that's my turn.
All right, anyone below a 9?
That would be me.
I mean above a 9.
No.
Okay, so there are 2 shooters.
Nice, you move your health. What a jerk.
No.
All right. Meyer, one of them shooting at you.
Sorry, Gracie. I just dropped a ball of copper on him.
he got 6 to hit.
Yep.
There it is. Oh, landed on 12, huh?
And he rolled 10 damage. So that would be a wound.
Sorry. I tried to heal you.
How many till I die? I have 3 wounds already.
I think the next one.
One more, you're incapacitated.
All right. Oh, incapacitated, then you need to.
It's three guys. We didn't kill their guy.
Well, I tried to heal you.
Ryan, the next one's shooting at you.
Okay.
He rolled a six.
He hits.
And he rolled an eight to hit.
Okay, so I do take damage. So
you're shaking.
I'm shaking. Okay.
And
then I'm up.
Yes.
All right. So it's a vigor roll to get out of shaken.
It's spirit.
Spirit. Okay, that's slightly better, I think. No, it's yeah, that's better. All right. So plus my hero die or
yes.
Just this? Okay. I got an eight.
That's
a nine.
All right. So you got a raise. So you can actually take an action this turn.
Okay. Is it a full action to activate my armor?
I think it might be.
Okay.
I should write down your abilities and have what they do.
In that case, I'll just shoot again.
Okay. Who are you shooting?
I'm going to go for the guy who just shot me.
Okay.
I did the same thing. Extra shot and extra die for each shot. Okay, so that's a six.
A hit. Yeah, that's a hit.
And for damage, 10, 11 for the first shot, and 8, 12 for the second.
Okay, that guy that shot you, he gets shot the first time, and you see him, like, standing there, and he's trying to pick up his gun, and the second shot hits him, and you just see his, like, you feel like he flatlined.
Okay.
It was too much going through his body as he was about to collapse, again, absorbed into Glutton, a.k.a. Glutton.
Glutton.
Yeah, we figured that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy wasn't saying his name right.
Yeah.
So, I think it is now.
Second Myers?
Yes.
I'm sure the guy shot me.
I think he's the last one left.
He is the last one left.
Okay, that's good.
And.
Minus three.
Yeah.
I got. Six.
And roll for damage.
Fuck this guy, plus four, so that would be 20.
Okay, so there's nothing of him to be absorbed after you shoot him.
Mm-hmm. Stop shooting me!
Alright, so, Gluttony now is now smiling and looking at all of you, and he's like, "You've defeated my brothers. You'll find out it won't be so easy to defeat as they were." And suddenly, even the light around him starts to disappear.
I killed a darkness monster like 12 hours ago.
And guess top of the turn.
Me.
Yep.
Shooting him.
I'm not even going to try to heal you because you're just going to eat it.
Yeah, it's fine. Might not hit him. Nope, I definitely did not. That is a two, so that's enough. I miss.
Wow.
Well, minus three. Yeah.
Could I use, like, just the healing skill to try to patch up one of his wounds? Oh, alright.
You have a healing skill?
I have healing.
Okay, then.
I will try to do that. Or should I just attack him?
I don't know.
Alright, I'm gonna heal. I'm gonna try to heal Mr. Cooper a bit. See what happens. That is a four, which is a success, right?
Yes.
So I guess one wound?
Yeah.
So
alright.
I do the Wild West equivalent of slapping a band-aid on you.
Yeah.
You spit on it with some alcohol.
No, I don't. Yeah, I grab your bottle of alcohol and just, like, pour it on one of your wounds. That's my turn.
Alright, so who's after you?
Ryan.
Well, yep.
They were, right?
They're dead.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go for another hit on spending all my power points here, but.
Well, they come back, right?
Pretty effective, yeah.
Do you have the one where your power points come back quickly, or you?
That's over.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
But his recharge at a more normal rate. Eric's
yeah.
Okay.
Eric's just slow because he's powered by demons.
Yep.
So, I got a 5 to hit.
Okay, then roll for damage.
Okay. We have 11, 17 on the first. Bless you. And 11, 13 on the second.
They do 3d6 per shot?
I've been spending power points like crazy.
Oh, to bump it.
To bump it up.
Gotcha.
Like, I don't think I can do that. I can do that once more, and then I'm out of power points. So.
Okay, yeah. Those shots definitely hit him. He definitely looked like he was fazed by those. I think, bottom of the turn, right? I think Ryan's...
Ryan's
the
last one of us.
All right. So, Gluttony looks at you guys. I'm going to give each of you guys a chance here to roll to get out of the way. So if you guys have... Oh, is it athletics, acrobatics?
I don't have it.
Agility? I think it is.
There is agility.
Yeah.
Probably.
Skill? I don't have it.
Yeah, I mean, like, the I think agility would be, like, the main...
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Actually, character sheet.
Just a blank thing. There's no list of skills.
Oh, good. I failed that.
Yeah.
No,
I got it.
Yeah, agility. Basically, everyone roll your agility.
Oh, just make an agility check.
I got my penalty.
Yeah, I think that applies too.
So
yeah.
7.
I got a 2.
I also got a 2. Wait. I'm going to spend a Benny to reroll.
Okay.
I only have red Bennies, so...
Ooh.
What do those do again?
8.
It gives him a thing. It gives James something.
It gives me a Benny to use against you guys. If
well, I got a reroll that got an 8.
Okay.
Can my raise pull Ryan out of the way?
Yeah. I'll let that go.
Hey!
Suddenly, like, you... Like, as darkness is surrounding you guys... And all of a sudden, you just the cabin starts breaking up apart behind you and starts getting pulled towards him. So you guys heard the creaking, and then you were able to jump and push Dr. Alcott's mic.
Get down! I push her down.
Fire, you succeeded, I believe, right? You got 7, you said?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so you were able to, like, move out of the way. Like, you heard the creaking, and so you got out of the way, and all of a sudden, all that just kind of got absorbed into him.
Oh, my gosh.
Cool.
Jesus.
Alright,
Fire's up.
Trying to try this. 1, 2, 7. No, wait. My 6 exploded. Ooh, 6 exploded again.
Nice.
Nice to, 12.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, no, that's good. You succeed very well.
Okay.
Doesn't he get damage bonuses from
the
raises?
Yes, he does, because he's got 2 raises.
Plus 2?
Plus 4.
Plus 4.
It's plus 2 per
raise.
Oh, okay. 14.
And these aren't blessed bullets anymore?
No.
So,
it's 2d8s. Then I got a plus 4.
No, I'm just asking if they were...
They are no longer blessed.
They're not blessed.
You hit them... You're not sure if that did anything to him, though. It looks like it more became part of him.
Oh, it has become less than
four. Well, all right. So, I'll give it a shot. I'll reach out and I'll grab Mr. Cooper's gun.
Go one to be top of the turn, one to be his turn again.
He just shot.
Okay. Oh, I thought his shot was.
No, he's not. He's not sped up anymore.
Oh, he's not sped up. All right.
That was the top of the
turn. Okay.
So I will grab his gun and I will. So it's a touch. So I believe it's Spider's touch. Let me just make sure.
Burns your hands.
I grabbed the hot barrel! Yeah, so I grab his gun. I'm going to try to cast smites. Let's see what happens. That is a 5.
5.
Alright, yeah, that's a success.
Alright, so it's only plus 2 damage. Right. But the bullets are blessed.
Yeah. I think it's round.
Okay. I got one more lightning shot in me, so I'm going to do that. And then is there anything special that happens when I'm out of power points, or I just can't do
anything? You just can't do really anything anymore. You're at a ghost rocket. I think you might be able to recharge with ghost rock if you have any.
I do.
I'll check for you.
Yeah. I think Mad Science have different ways of going about things.
Well, I got a 4. A hit?
4 is a hit.
Okay, and for damage. It's a 7. 9 for the first shot. And 9. 12 for the second.
Okay, yeah, both of those ones definitely seem to hit him, and they definitely seem to hurt him.
Hooray. That's what I like to hear.
You see, like, parts of things falling out of him every time you shot him.
Eat lightning, you fat bastard!
I'm not sure. I'm just a bone. Fat. I'm big boned. You're insensitive.
Yes, I am.
Why are you so mean to me?
Because you're trying to eat us.
I'm hungry.
Okay, I'll let you guys roll agility again.
Okay.
Is it a TPK?
Yeah. No.
That time I got a 6.
That time I got a 3.
That time I got a 1.
Oh, God.
Well, I got a minus 2. I had rolled 3 with my eyes.
So, he starts pulling in more of the forest and surrounding area. There is a stream and a...
Why?
All of a sudden, a plane gets sucked into him, and you don't know what that is. It's just a giant metallic bird just got sucked out. All right,
I just needed something to do with my hands, so...
Just jerk off.
Yeah. Meyer, a giant boulder comes flying out of the water, and you get crushed under it.
Yeah, that's good.
It does not. You just start with 20 power points. It doesn't say anything about burning ghost rock. However, if you roll a 1 while using your gizmo, it explodes.
Yeah, that
it.
Happens.
And anytime you get a new gizmo, you also get a new dementia.
Okay. I haven't been doing that.
Well, I think you only got 1 new gizmo, technically, which was your...
Well, it's every time you take the new power edge to get a new gizmo, you gain a new random dementia.
Oh, you have to take an edge to get a new gizmo? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that was my bad.
It's because they're, it's like with Eric's powers.
Right.
You have to take the new power as an edge, and you can take it multiple times, and each time you do, you get a new thing.
Gotcha.
It doesn't say anything about it.
I think the only other thing that I've made is
the
bolt gun, yeah. So I guess I'll take that as an edge once I get another 5 XP, which will be very shortly.
So what does it mean that I got crushed? Yeah, no wound? Gone?
Oh, okay, so you could be... there's a legendary edge you can get that allows you to use ghost rock.
You got a double raise on his roll with the boulder, so you're technically dead.
Oh,
I got a 3.
Oh, you got 3?
I got a 6.
No,
I got a 6. My bad. All right, so... yeah, you get hit with a rock in the back of the head.
Ouch.
It gives you a wound.
Okay.
You can always pick up my gun and shoot. Somehow.
Well, it's blessed now, or you failed? I forgot.
No, it's blessed.
No, it's blessed.
Alright, so I have a pretty decent gun skill, so I'm not so good at the damage part, but...
It's 2d8s.
Nice.
At least my damage is 2d8 for the rifle, so if you pick up the rifle, plus for at least another 2 turns.
So, whose turn is it?
Okay, so...
Oh, wait, it's plus three turns. And use it yet. Oh, no, I missed. So,
you missed.
So,
two turns. Yes, it's two turns.
It's top of the turn, which would have been Meyer, but he's crushed.
Can I heal... Oh, he's just, like, paced?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, so I can't heal that. Am I shaken, or do I just pass shaken and go straight to having a wound?
You go straight to having a wound.
Okay. So I'm going to Holy Warrior this motherfucker. Oh, they both explode. 21.
21?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that hits.
Yeah, that hits. You hit him, you see the whole cabin and carriage fly out the back of him.
Good. I scream, this is for Mr. Cooper! As I throw a blast of holy energy at him.
Alright, so it'd be Ryan's turn.
Alright, so in that case, Jane casts her smoking lightning gun aside. It is clearly empty of all of its charges. And she picks up Mr. Cooper's discarded rifle.
Winchester.
And she
it's
works...
It's a little gooey.
Yeah, she works the leather action. The lever action, excuse me. Not the leather action.
Yeah, it's a nice leather action.
Yeah. She works the leather. God damn it. Takes careful aim at Mr. Gutton. And
a glowing shell pops out.
Yeah. there's like an angelic choir music as the casing falls to the ground. And then she pumps around into him.
Alright, roll you shoot.
That's an 8. 9.
It's a raise, so you get plus 2 damage.
Nice.
And the additional plus 2.
2d8, yep. Okay, so plus 4. Alright, so that's 7 plus 4 is 11.
Okay, yeah, so a burst of glowing bullet flies out of your barrel and hits Gluttony. You see him go to absorb it, and you see it causes a lot of pain and more things start to fall out of him. And it's now his turn. He is going to... Alex, your toughness is 5, right?
Yes.
Alright, so he rolls. Okay, alright. Are you already shaken or you just took a wound?
I just had a wound.
Alright, well, he spits out one of the bullets that were shot into him at you.
Ow!
And it causes you to be shaken.
Ow!
So it's tough. Of the turn. Meyer, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Okay.
Being knocked out.
Being gooey.
Is he dead or is he...
I got 4 wounds. I'm done.
Well, I think it's incapacitated.
Well, he got, like, a double raise on the damage.
I got, like, 3 crits on me. Like, so, like,
yeah.
People have been critting on me all this whole fucking combat. Most of these damage have been taken to the crits. I'm fucking done.
Alright, so I have to make a spirit roll. Shaken.
Hanging with Mr. Gooper.
That's a 9. Does my wound count against that?
Yeah. It's,
so 8, but that's right. Still...
It's a raise, so...
Yeah. I'm going to Holy Warrior Gluttony. 10.
Yeah. So, you're seeing more things fall out of him. Suddenly things don't seem okay. I mean, things didn't seem okay before, but now things seem not as okay as before. Like, things are falling out of him, but also more things are being pulled into him. Like, the surrounding forest is now barren. There's no running water. There's no light in the area.
Okay.
He doesn't seem to be in control of it anymore.
Gotcha.
You can see a little look of panic on his own face.
Good.
I think it goes up to round.
Yeah, alright. I work the lever again, and I take careful aim, and I say, puke it up, you asshole. And then...
choke on it.
I got a 4.
Okay, that hits.
And... 2d6 plus 2?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 15.
Those are 8s you rolled.
Yeah, he said 2d8.
No, you just said 2d6. Sorry.
Sorry, excuse me.
Okay, so 15?
15, yeah. 7, 6, and 2.
Alright, so...
I might not know what shapes I'm holding, but...
I don't know shapes, but I know numbers.
Yeah.
The bullet... He sees the bullet coming at him, and he realizes it's glowing, and he looks at you and says, "You fool! You have no idea what you just started." And then the bullet goes into him, and you see him absorb into himself, if that makes any sense.
He implodes.
Yeah.
Quick! Everybody out of the universe!
So he absorbed himself, and everything in the area is being absorbed. All of a sudden,
I think we need to go right now.
Everything's kind of the boulder that was on top of Cooper is absorbed into it. The grass around you. There's certainly a barren wasteland of darkness around you, and all of a sudden it stops, and there's just this big condensed ball just floating. Where Gluttony was.
It's like some kind of black pit.
From it, you can feel that there's immense pressure and energy coming from it. Your hairs in the back of your neck are standing like straight on edge.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab Cooper's corpse and start running away. Help me with this!
I help him.
I'm going to say roll your agility minus 2 each.
Okay.
Because you're picking up dead weight.
Or each grabbing an arm.
I got a 5.
Minus 2.
Oh, 3.
Yeah, that's what I got. I'm going to spend... Can I spend a Benny to just like get a... Can you just get like plus 2?
There is... White's reroll, red's add a d6, and blue's add a d6.
Fine, I'll spend a red.
What do the blues do?
Blues are the good ones.
Right, add a d6?
Yeah.
That gave me an extra 5, so that brings me up to 8.
That gave me... Does it explode, this d6?
Yeah.
Alright, that gave me an extra 10.
Alright.
So that brings me to 13.
You guys were able to get back a good... far enough away, you actually find your horses, which somehow weren't absorbed.
They're
thankfully.
Good horses.
They sensed danger and ran away, so...
Sutton was also absorbed, I guess? I didn't hear what happened.
Sutton just
ran away. Yeah. Okay.
Now, you know, we're going to have it that he ran away. He found God and,
God told him to get the hell out of
here. Yeah.
All of his friends were absorbed by this thing, and he's just came to knowing that these things are real, so he ran.
Ran so far away.
Couldn't get away.
All right, so yeah, we're... I'm going to throw...
Actually, Sutton has your horses, and he comes and finds you.
Okay.
All right. Your horses ran, so I went to get...
We have to get out of here!
Okay!
No!
What about Fox Boy, though?
A fox boy was absorbed.
Oh my god, poor fox boy.
That's exactly what he says. That stupid fox.
He's yiffing in hell, man.
Alright, you guys roll your ride.
Yeah.
I'm gonna roll my dead.
Oh, good. Spend another red.
What are the whites? The whites let you reroll?
Yeah.
Right,
whites are straight up rerolls.
Alright.
As well.
So that's 6.
6 is good.
All right, that went from a 2 to a 5.
Yeah, I rolled a 1 on my d4 and a 1 on my d8. So.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys ride the hell out of Dodge. When you're a good bits of ways away, there is a huge, huge mushroom cloud behind you, and all of a sudden you see it, and then you feel this shockwave. There is dust and dirt, and everything is just blowing up all around you. It's immense amounts of pressure.
Is there graphite on the ground?
It looks like parts of a carriage are falling, and trees are just falling out of the sky. It's
what about the graphite?
Poor gluttony had indigestion.
I don't feel too bad for him.
No. From Last Action Hero, Leo the Fought is going to pass gas one last time.
Sutton is... I can't thank you guys enough for saving me. I need some time. All my friends are dead.
Drop dead.
And everyone I know. You sir, you're a man of the cloth, you say, right?
That's correct.
Do you know any good Christian churches in this area, or... I mean, those gold plate people are nice enough. It's just
I can help you find one or two.
Appreciate it.
So, are we considered wild cards?
Yes.
All right. So, I don't know if Meyer is necessarily dead yet. So it's supposed to happen. Wild cards are incapacitated if they suffer more than 3 wounds, cumulatively or all at once. When a wild card becomes incapacitated, make an immediate vigor roll. If you get 1 or less, you die. If you fail, you roll on the injury table and you get a permanent injury. If you succeed, you roll on the injury table, but it's a temporary injury and it goes away when your wounds are healed. And if you get a raise... you still roll on the injury table, but it goes away in 24 hours or when all your wounds are healed. So you make a vigor roll. I don't know if your penalties apply. Because your total could be 1 or less. So yeah.
He also took like 3 wounds in one hit.
I don't think that matters. It's just when you get 3 or more. Then you're incapacitated. You're out.
Okay, I thought I read that differently. Vigor. All right, that's my favorite. All right. Let's see. Wait, just 1?
You make a vigor roll with the special die.
Yes, he's special me.
-3?
Yeah. Okay. Just want to get above a 1.
Okay, let's see. So do I roll only 1 d6? It's bigger 6, right? Roll only 1
6? No, you roll 2.
Alright. Above a 1.
Yep.
I got a 2.
2, alright. So that's a failure. So you roll on the injury table, so then roll 2 d6 again and add them together.
Alright. 2 d6. And add them. Okay. Yeah, let's go. Then I got a 7.
A 7. So that's your guts. So you roll 1 more d6.
4.
4. Alright, so your hero catches one somewhere between the crotch and the groin.
No.
You're battered, so your vigor is reduced a die type. So your vigor goes from a D6 to a D4.
Alright.
And that's a permanent injury. However, I can heal permanent injuries.
You got shot. Did you say between the crotch and the groin?
The
goosh?
It's a goosh?
Yeah. It's a very, very specific shot.
A goosh?
Did I say crotch? I don't know. You got shot in the stomach.
It's a gooch.
Yeah.
You said between the...
Did I say between the crotch and the groin?
Yeah.
Wow. I think you did.
That's not where you got shot.
Gooch?
Oh, I'm sorry. Between the crotch and the chin.
Oh, so somewhere in your abdomen.
If you rolled a two, it would have been your dick.
He did roll two.
That's how you know you're
playing.
That's how you know you're playing a quality RPG when you can get shot in the dick on a random table.
It's the unmentionables. If the injury is permanent, reproduction is out of the question without miracle surgery or magic. There's no other effect from this result. So you can still shoot. So your vigor goes down by one die.
Yeah.
Well, he was crushed by a boulder, so that is between the cross and the chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so continue.
Okay, so Sutton saved you. Sutton thanks you for saving him. And he offered.
So before I send him off, I'm going to show him one last miracle. Greater healing can also heal permanent crippling injuries. This requires an arcane skill roll at -4, 1d6 hours of time, and 20 power points. Only one casting is permitted per injury. If it fails, the injury really is permanent. So I guess first I have to heal you. So I'll cast healing on Meyer. So I have a -3 because he still has 3 wounds. I'm going to spend my last Benny to re-roll. It's my faith die, but my other die exploded. I have to re-roll both, or do I only re-roll one?
You re-roll both.
I have to, or I can?
You can. Well, no, I think you have to. I think it's a re-roll. You re-roll the whole thing.
I would keep your Benny and go with the explosion.
Well, no, because if my faith die comes up a 1, I have a crisis of faith, then I can't do anything. Alright, so I'll re-roll both. That's still better. So that's a 13. Oh, no, -3.
Ten.
Still, that's a raise. So you come back, heal 2 wounds.
Okay.
And you're awake. And I will attempt to heal your permanent injury. Or actually, you know what? I'm going to wait, because if your other wound heals by itself, it'll be less of a penalty. Because I'd be at -5 to heal it, and if I fail... That's it, and I'm out of bounds. So, just make a note. Next time, I'll try to heal your crippling gut injury.
Yeah. Not your crippling gooch injury.
No, your gooch is on you.
He's just got a collapsed chest.
I don't touch the taints.
His lungs.
Touch the gooch.
Mrs. Cooper, you gave us quite a scare.
Yeah, you won't miss much when I'm gone.
I think differently, friend.
I think you deserve a drink.
I agree. I pull out the bottle that I saved and I was pouring it on your wounds before.
Okay, I was about to say, if you went to go pull out his flask, it's just all crushed.
No, I grabbed his flask.
I know,
because
I remember
it
was like, damn,
so.
Yeah, he used it to. I would say he goes to reach in to grab his flask and it just flaps.
I pull it out, I shake it. I think there's still some left.
Drink.
So we ride back to the city. One more deadly sin down.
Roll ride. -1.
Do we have to roll ride?
You don't have to, but if you want to, you can.
Let's see how well we ride.
They're not well.
I just want.
Nope, I don't roll very well at all. I don't ride, excuse me.
I got a 5.
It's passable.
Oh, no, 4. I'm still wounded.
Okay, so
I got a 3.
Passable. I got a 5.
You see them riding off ahead. Your horse just keeps going, and it's confused as to where you're having a problem sitting.
Yeah.
Are you side saddling it or?
No, I'm
your horse maybe got hit with some debris and is a little concussed.
Yeah, the horse is probably startled by the explosion. So,
I mean, aren't we all?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Glutton, Mr. Gutton, is defeated.
Well,
I suppose he was a glutton for punishment.
End of recording.
Ba, 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 ba.
Dead.
But what about Will?
What if God was Will?
Alright, so is that where we're ending?
Yeah, I guess we can. Unless you want to go and report to...
Myers got to...
Myers got to bounce. Alright, so I guess we'll pick up next time. You guys can talk to Hellstrom and Brigham Young. And
sure.
Yep.
You probably also have to deal with Hellstrom because he might be...
insane.
He caused natural disasters to kill people to put their souls in his robots.
I mean, that's what some guy told you.
Yeah, I know.
Also, but that guy was also working for Gluttony.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not saying I believe him, but I don't not believe him.
I mean, that it's entirely plausible.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know...
Even if he did steal their souls, they weren't using them.
I don't know if you know what steel means.
Yeah, it's a movie with Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so are we going to do...
you all get tree XP for doing something major.
Yeah.
And you all get to nominate each other for things.
I'm going
to
nominate Alex for healing me.
Aw, thank you.
I'm going to nominate Meyer for getting crushed by Poland.
I'm going to nominate Ryan for... blowing his load on all those guys with his clutch lightning gun.
Oh yeah, Ryan loves blowing his load.
I do.
Yep.
All the time.
Alright, I'm one away.
And
from...
Will doesn't get one this turn.
Nope.
Because he's, for most.
Did anyone add anything to the Will picture, or is it just...
No, I just gave...
No.
I gave him
a... Is that what we were doing?
Yeah. That's what I...
Yeah. Oh.
I gave him a fire fist.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
There, I was too busy GMing.
I'm going to give him Super Saiyan hair.
He got plus one
Will
XP, so...
appreciate that.
All right, well, I had fun.
Yep.
I hope you all enjoyed... this session of... Oh my god, I'm being texted. Yes, I hope you all enjoyed this session of Gluttony Exploding and
Dragon Ball Z
and Brigham Young and Mormons and demons.
Eric's favorite Mormons.
Mormons and demons and explosions.
See you all
just
next
time. Just a typical day in Salt Lake City.
See you next time on Ratnick Rat Actual Plays.